Hello and welcome to Random Stuff with Nelson. On the show today, I'll be speaking with Oluwaseyi Adeyemo, publisher, Inside Watch Africa, a magazine that looks at events and happenings around the continent. On this episode, we'll be speaking on Africa, Africans, and a better life for all. Stay tuned. Joining me on today's podcast, I have Mr. Oluwaseyi Adeyemo, the publisher of Inside Watch Africa. Thanks for joining me today, sir.
Well, thanks, Nelson. Thank you for having me on your program.
Yeah. Inside Watch Africa has been in existence for over 10 years now. And it's all about straightening the African narrative and putting it out there for the world. What's your view of all this in terms of telling the African story through Inside Watch Africa?
Okay, so for me, as a people, we all need to deliberately and consciously tell our stories, because for whatever it's worth, nobody is going to tell your story as an individual or a people better than you. So what we decided to do more than 11 years ago, we're actually 12 this year by the grace of God, is to join the group of people who understand the importance of being part or even leading the telling of our story. And so that's what we've done for the past 11 years of our existence. Yeah.
Okay. So in the last decade, how would you see Africa, how do you see Africa evolving and some of the key stories that actually defined the last decade? We lost Nelson Mandela, Kofi Annan, we saw great people like the first female president in Africa and all that stuff. How have you seen Africa evolve in the last decade?
Okay, from my own personal opinion, as a people, yes, we have evolved, we have developed. And some of the factors are natural, because if the people continue to be in existence or an institution, it's only natural that there will be some growth. But as an African, I believe that we have not done enough as regards our development. How well did we leverage on a man like Mandela, for instance? Do we have a Mandela School of Leadership? Are we able to really draw from his, for me, exceptional leadership skill and quality? Now, the fact that we had a female president, so do we have other people lined up, as it were, women, who would take over or do better than the president of Liberia, what's her name, Felix, did?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so for me, if you really want to take advantage of growth, it is a deliberate move. You must be deliberate about it. You can't allow the fact that some of these things will naturally occur continue to be our story. For me, as it is, as a people, we have not been deliberate enough in the things we have done. So, yes, there have been some growth, but it's not sufficient. I think we'll have done better, and we could do better if only we're more deliberate in the way we do our things.
Okay, something also happened in the last decade. We saw resistance movements grow from Libya to Tunisia to Egypt and all that stuff. And then we now begin to see a more conscious African society. People are more involved in politics. They are talking more. We've seen, for instance, in South Africa, where corruption cases came up and all that. How do you see, away from leadership, for the people, how is political consciousness growing in the last few years?
Again, that is also related to the fact that there's a global development. We all agree that social media and a host of global communication have improved across the board. And so it's only natural that our children, a lot of people would latch on to the fact that those developments are there. My campaign and my own stand is that there's a need for ownership. There's a need for an African version. There's a need for a deliberate move. I want to see schools of leadership. I want to see consciousness in the way our leaders engage us, not resisting. You know, if you observe, most of all these things that you have referred to have been resisted by leadership. A lot of people have questions over things that have been done because there's no collective, there's no, as it were, national or continental move towards all of these things. You know, they happen, if you allow me to say this, by chance, by the fact that those things were going to happen anyway, because whether you like it or not, your children, for instance, can do better with your tech, your phones, some of these things better than you do, not because you taught them, but because the times are now dictates, you know, naturally informed that they do those things better because of everything that happened. So it would be more advantageous if, as a people, as Africans, we then latch onto it, take advantage of it, and build a structure that draws more from that development so that they can start to enjoy or optimize what is actually happening, you know, rather than just, you know, playing with the wind and things happening. And sometimes I feel it is pathetic that we want to, you know, sort of claim certain gains that we did not work for. Because for me, nothing ordinarily ought to happen by chance. We need to be ready and work at it.
Nigeria missed, more or less, maybe arguably missed out on achieving Vision 2020. Where did we miss it?
It still speaks to the same things, because we were able to articulate the things we wanted to do, and unfortunately we did not put proper plans in place. And I've argued and said this several times, one of the things that we have not done well as a people is execution of our policy. For instance, I believe that you have certain people that are called public servants that are expected to execute these policies and great and lofty visions that we have. The question we need to ask ourselves is, how well do we remunerate these people? How well do we empower these people? What kind of training do we give to them? Can we truly beat our chest that our public servant can stand, you know, in equal stead, or, you know, compared to the rest of public servants all over the world? Are we truly proud, I and you? Are we going to be comfortable to have our children work in our public service? Will Mr. President be able to refer his child to work in the public service? Those are things we need to ask ourselves. Let me tell you, for instance, the British would naturally have their children, the royals. There's certain things that are called the royal entities. It is their best children, their best materials that they put in it, because those are the engines that drive the execution of the things they do. But we here, we would think, we would come up with all sorts of great ideas, but the actual execution, we leave it in the hands of people that we all claim are corrupt, are not properly trained, are not properly... So how do you achieve it, Vision 2020, for instance, or the next Vision 2023, without preparing for the execution of the things that you have planned and visioned out? So for me, it is about time we need to start to reprioritize. And I call it the cat before the horse theory. Yeah. Each time we want to do things, we would put the wrong thing forward, and at the end of the day, nothing really happens. We really don't take advantage of the things that we ought to take advantage of, and at the end of the day, 2020 is upon us, and all we have is regret on not taking advantage of the things we thought we'll have achieved by now.
People keep harping on the fact that Africa really needs this sort of integration to lift itself out of poverty. We've seen Nigeria open itself to visa-free entry. Then we've also seen border closure and all that stuff. How can we, as the giant of Africa, really, you know, strategically put itself in such a way that there's integration, we work with other countries, and then Africa becomes better for it?
No, so then as Big Brother Africa, we need to engage more. We need to sit down, for instance, and start to say to ourselves, what exactly does Republic of Benin, that is one of our closest neighbor, have that we can invest into to make them trust us more so that we can do business more? Because if you're looking at integration, then it means that what you're trying to do is whenever there is a shortfall, you're able to draw, and whenever there's a surplus, you're able to properly push, and you're confident that it will be absorbed. Those are things that, as Big Brother, as for me, the natural strength that God gave to us, that is the way to use it. By now, do we have a articulated statistics of the things that we will do with Republic of Benin? Do we have an articulated statistics of what we can do with Mali, Niger, and all of those people that surround us? Do we have them? You know, because if we do not take advantage of them, the natural thing is that the rest of the world, the superpowers, they will come into us. And that's why you have issues where the EU have come with certain suggestions and certain moves, and we will resist them for the sake of resistance. For me, it is not just resisting them. If you don't put your house together, nobody will see a good thing somewhere and overlook it. So if you have decided not to fully optimize those things, the rest of the world will come and optimize it for you. So if we're talking about integration, there must be plans, there must be moves, there must be talks, there must be a lot of deliberate engagement that would actually make sure that all of these opportunities that God has surrounded us with, we fully take advantage of it. And at the end of the day, as Africans, as West Africans, we're better off for it. And at the end of the day, the world will respect us more than they do right now.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Nelson. And anytime, you can be sure that I'll be very, very willing to contribute my own thoughts to the development of Africa.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's all on Random Stuff with Nelson. Until the next episode, stay safe and be good. Bye for now.